Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty on 96.5 FM, AM 630, and of course the live stream. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Fired Up Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a kind of a nice wrap-up for the week, I think. I think that watching these Twitter hearings is especially promising.
Yeah.
And something that we have always said is, well, don't just, you know, put them on the spot and, you know, point out what they've done wrong and then let them go scot-free after
right. That.
You know, we want to see, where's the teeth, right?
Exactly.
Where are the teeth?
Yep,
and that means, you know, where is their criminal punishment?
Right.
Where is their jail time? These are laws they're breaking. It's been pointed out in front of the whole world, and so now what you're going to do about it, right?
Exactly. That's what we've been asking.
That's right.
You've had your little congressional inquiry, and you're giving them the what for.
Right.
Now what?
Yeah. We don't want just the dog and pony show. We want to see the teeth. We want to see some people go to jail.
And that's coming.
And so we've got the most awesome clip here that we can't wait to share with you from the Louisiana Congressman Clay Higgins. Boy, that guy is really cool.
Yeah,
he's,
he is.
He just reminds me of somebody that would, I don't know, somebody from a, I don't know, he seems like some kind of a film star.
I know it.
You know.
Yeah. You know, here closer into the American Redoubt, you know, yesterday we talked about the bill to ban, it's gotten out of the Judiciary Committee, and now it's going to be voted on to ban transgender procedures for minors. And that's a really good thing. Be praying over that. But this just came out in Breitbart News. Public school districts in Idaho, I've been saying this for years, they are going to target the conservative red states. And they are. Public school districts in Idaho are being instructed to implement policies that would prevent employees from revealing a student's name or gender transitions to parents without consent.
Wow.
Yeah. So they are definitely on the move in the conservative areas. We'll look at Oklahoma, where they stormed the Capitol with this transgender mob.
Right. And caused an insurrection, I might say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, that wasn't an insurrection. That's just voicing their First Amendment rights, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, there's a lot going on in the country and a lot to be fired up about, but we're going to get to the word of the day. Right away.
Right. Yeah. Because it's, well, the best part is that we get to share some things today that, you know, let us throw the punches, you know.
Yes.
And that's always the best part.
It's good things to be fired up about in a good way.
Right. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. Well, yeah. So let's get to the word of the day right away so that we have our priorities straight with the good news first. And so the word of the day for Fired Up Friday comes to us from Psalm 84. That's actually very short. It's verses 1 through 12 that read under the title, "The Blessedness of Dwelling in the House of God." How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage as they pass through the valley of Baca. They make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. O God, behold our shield, and look upon the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you. And that's it.
Hmm.
And so there's quite a few really great things in there where they're talking about people making their pilgrimage up to see the Lord on his holy mountain in Zion, right? And the righteous basically will go from strength to strength even as they cross the dry, arid desert to go to see him, right? Because they're the righteous. And basically he keeps his hand over them and blesses them with rain. The rain also covers it with pools.
Yes.
And so there in verse 11 where it says, no good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly, right?
That is encouraging.
Yeah, it is cool.
There's some incentive, if I ever heard it.
Yeah, right, exactly. And for a day in your courts is better than 1,000. And I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wickedness. And
yes.
Isn't that the truth? I think you and I have probably said that 100 times easy.
Yes, absolutely.
Even if I'm the janitor in heaven, at least I made it into the door.
Yes. I just want to be in his presence. And even if that means being a doorkeeper or like we've said, a janitor,
right?
I just want to be there. And boy, day by day, we are really looking forward to, you know, exiting this world. And, you know, it's just the ugliness of it. We want no part of it anymore.
That's right. I know. And, you know, there's some notes on this that are kind of insightful as well that read, just as the nation longs for the autumn rain at the end of a parched summer, so also the pilgrims coming to the Feast of Tabernacles in Jerusalem thirst for fellowship with God in the temple. And the worshiper, poetically, is envious of the sparrow who has free access at any time to the temple courtyard. And so it's interesting that the temple courtyard is the house of God. And it's the temple and his courtyard.
Yes.
And so I thought that was really interesting that that's where all of us in the millennium, you know, where it says he calls all nations to show up once a year.
Right.
And so that's where we're all going to be making our pilgrimages, like he's just talking about here, to actually go and be in his presence.
Yes.
Can you even imagine?
No, I can't. And, you know, you and I were talking about this earlier, and it sounds great, but I have such a hard time wrapping my mind around it.
I know.
And I look forward to that. I look forward to the discovery that it's going to be, that it's all going to be new, and it's going to be a discovery adventure.
Oh, definitely.
You know, and how our minds are just going to be blown. And it's just the beginning of eternity, you know, and...
Well, yeah, and
it's coming.
And there's soon. And you and I read farther today into Psalm 87. And boy, if you all get the chance to read that, they talk about, well, since it's the weekend, maybe you will get the chance to read that. It's just a 7-verse psalm, Psalm 87, where it talks about where the Lord will record and register the people saying, this one was born there, this one was born here, etc. And they're talking about registering the people for the church of the firstborn.
Yes. You know, I've read through the Bible all the way through and been reading the Bible most of my life. And I do not ever remember seeing the term the church of the firstborn.
I know.
It's in the Old Testament and the New Testament.
Yeah, and see, that was what you and I are saying. It basically says in 87 verse 6, let me just read it. It says, the Lord will record when he registers the peoples, this one was born there, Selah. And so also the this one and that one were born in Israel and to establish her, and all of the firstborn were meant to be his, right? And it turns out from the notes, this is quite fascinating, that if you follow this further explanation into Hebrews 12:23 about the church of the firstborn, it actually describes that being Jesus, because he is the firstborn. And right. And so, boy, if you have a chance to go and look into all of that and read Psalm 87 and follow up in Hebrews 12, verses 18 through 24, it's quite a fascinating thing because, you know, as you all know, God requires the firstborn to be dedicated to him, like in the sacrifices as well. You know, like
yes.
any sacrificial animals always had to be the firstborn, were always dedicated to the Lord. And that whole thing wraps up as including Christ being the firstborn.
Right.
And so the church of the firstborn, he is the head of that church.
Right.
And I've never, like you and I both said, I've never even heard of the church of the firstborn in heaven.
Right.
And so, but it's something that will exist or exists in
yes.
heaven as we speak.
Looking forward to seeing that as well and what, you know, all that means. And, you know, I read a couple of, I still don't understand it, even though I've read a couple of commentaries on it that were written about it. It's one of those things that's kind of one of those mysterious things.
Yeah, right, exactly. You know, maybe we should cover this a little bit more next week because there's actually three different parts. I mean, it's Old Testament and it's New Testament.
Right.
And so it goes from Psalm to Hebrews 12 to Colossians chapter 1.
I was surprised to see it in the Old Testament. And that's what really piqued my interest.
I was surprised to see it at all.
The church
of the firstborn.
The word church being used in the Old Testament surprised me.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, well, interesting.
Good deal. All right, so our word of the day was?
Our word of the day was Psalm 84.
Oh, Psalm 84. There we go.
Yep.
All right. You guys read that, meditate on that, and tell us what you think there. What do you guys find in your discovery on that? So,
yeah, that's right. Well, especially in, you know, in the description of dwelling in the house of God, which we've been talking about mm-hmm. this whole week. And so this random turning to Psalm 84, where it's a further description of more about his house and us being in it. And like earlier this week in the Word, it was about us being seated with him in heavenly places. And then it was the Ancient of Days being seated.
Right.
And the books were opened and the court, you know, basically.
The court seated.
The court yeah. seated and the books were opened. And so then this is further description of the blessedness of the dwelling in the house of God.
Right.
So, wow.
Oh, very cool. All right, guys. Well, let's go ahead and take a quick break here. This segment here is brought to you by JesusAppears.com. Talking about getting ready to be with our Lord.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Gives us something to look forward to on the
Absolutely.
Horizon.
Yeah. You know? Readiness for His return.
Yep.
And that's JesusAppears.com. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt. We'll be back right after these messages. Stay right there.
Let's go back to its origins. At the end of 1949, the USSR created the GDR, and 4 months later, this new state created the Stasi, with one objective: to keep only one party, the SED, the Socialist Unity Party, in power. It was a Marxist-Leninist party that was to the left of what we call the left today. All communications were monitored. The Stasi read letters and listened to telephone conversations. And special monitoring was reserved for investigating potential dissidents. Their homes were bugged, of course, without any warrants or controls. The citizens of the GDR were completely lacking in basic rights.
We are in regular touch with these social media platforms. We've increased disinformation research and tracking within the Surgeon General's office. We're flagging problematic posts for Facebook that spread disinformation.
And when I talk to a couple of them, they say, we're afraid you're going to shut down all the oil wells and all the oil refineries anyway, so why should we invest in them? I said, we're going to need oil for at least another decade, and that's going to exceed and beyond that. We're going to need it.
Welcome back, Patriots, to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And segment two is brought to you by Katie Armor. Come and take it. CATIArmor.com. Serious body armor for serious times. Lady Liberty. Okay, now we've got several things going on here, and this is, you know, really, really good for Fired Up Friday. I don't know if you had heard about this. I think I was keeping it a secret.
Hiding it from me.
I was going to send this to you, but from Centipede Nation, they just ran an article that it's the first criminal complaint anywhere on the planet that has legs. Swiss president and the minister of health are under investigation, indictment, and prosecution by the attorney general for COVID crimes involving lying about the vaccine's effectiveness and safety.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's in Switzerland. And of course, the article goes into, well, there's a couple of other countries as well that are looking at the same thing.
Wow. So they must be being pressed for something like crimes against humanity, if that's the case.
Right. And somebody on this social media platform called Sleuth Truth said Japan, and what was the other one they said? Let me try to find it here. Thailand, Japan, now Switzerland. Who's next? The cabal doesn't completely own all judicial systems or governments yet.
Wow.
Hashtag Nuremberg 2.
No kidding.
Yes.
Oh, and my gosh.
We've been asking that question for a long time. When do we start taking these people down for crimes against humanity?
Right.
The leader, right up there, the top, should be Fauci. I mean, he influenced policies of countries around the world.
Oh, without
everybody was
doubt.
Looking to him as the subject matter expert, you know, tell us what to do, tell us what to do. And they did it. And he's at the top for people that are responsible.
Well, but, you know, speaking of Fauci, it's interesting that you brought him up because I posted something on our channel just yesterday that said in 2008, Dr. Anthony Fauci co-authored a paper about the Spanish flu epidemic that rates as the most devastating modern pandemic. It swept the entire planet in the wake of the First World War and caused millions of deaths. So in studying this major and actual pandemic, what did Dr. Fauci and his colleagues find out? They discovered that most of the victims of the Spanish flu didn't die from the Spanish flu. They died from bacterial pneumonia, and the bacterial pneumonia was caused by, guess what? Wearing masks.
Oh, wow.
And so that's kind of an interesting little expose on Dr. Fauci, who knows exactly what happens when you make people wear masks.
Get your masks on. Wear two of them. Three of them.
It causes bacterial pneumonia in such huge numbers to kill people.
Wow. Yeah.
Yep.
All of it. All these people need to just be swinging from the gallows.
Oh, they do. And, yeah. You know, that's what we've all been waiting for is justice, right? We know the crimes. We are all very, very familiar with all of these crimes.
Day one.
Yeah, exactly. And we've got, I mean, it goes from the so-called pandemic crimes against humanity all the way to election fraud that is, yes, a blueprint for the globalists all over the world, and denying and lying about election fraud not happening. And
right,
and
this
then,
is all the misinformation, disinformation campaigns that we're seeing being rolled out from the UN, from the World Economic Forum, and now we're seeing it at the state levels, where in Washington State, we're going to talk about that, this anti-extremism measure.
Yes, we are going to get to that, but let's go right to this clip,
yes,
where we're talking about justice being served and teeth actually being used.
That's right.
And so this clip here's this is directed at the Twitter board in these Twitter hearings happening in,
right,
Congress, and the guy that is grilling them is Republican Representative Clay Higgins.
Oh, yes.
And so listen here to what he has to say to them.
For the record, Mr. Baker, Ms. Gotti, Mr. Roth, Mr. Nairoli, are you here under the advice of counsel, and do you have counsel present?
Yes, sir.
That was a yes?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I was subpoenaed.
That's
to
good
appear.
To know. I'm glad you all have counsel present. Mr. Chairman, for submission for the record, I'd like consent to submit the Twitter files dated December the 8th, posted by the New York Post regarding the suppression of conservative commentators. I'd like that submitted.
Without objection, so ordered.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I'd like to also submit for the record a timeline of events with cited sources outlining strong evidence of the Biden family organized criminal actions would certainly indicate that we've crossed the threshold of reasonable suspicion. I'd like this timeline submitted for the record.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. Just where is that from, that timeline?
Timeline in my hand, boss. I'll get it to you shortly. Bottom line is that the FBI had the Biden crime family laptop for a year. They knew it was leaking. They knew it would hurt the Biden campaign. So the FBI used its relationship with Twitter to suppress criminal evidence being revealed about Joe Biden 1 month before the 2020 elections. You, ladies and gentlemen, interfered with the United States of America 2020 presidential election, knowingly and willingly. That's the bad news. It's going to get worse because this is the investigation part. Later comes the arrest part. Your attorneys are familiar with that. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to spend 5 hours with these ladies and gentlemen during depositions surely yet to come. But for right now, I'll yield the balance of my time to my...
That right there is what we've been waiting for. First come the subpoenas, then come the arrests.
That's right. And yep. And he said that so well. Like I said, it feels like you're just watching an excellent Southern film about justice when you're listening to
right.
that guy. But, you know, that's just Twitter. That's the beginning with Twitter.
Exactly.
Facebook is right on their tail.
You're next.
Because, yep, that's right. You guys are all going down. And I cannot wait to see arrests and jail time happen over this.
Yep, absolutely.
Because this is all about the control of freedom of speech, which is illegal in the United States. We have it. We have the First Amendment that protects our right to free speech.
And not just free speech for the sake of free speech, but it interfered with the election of the United States.
That's right.
Numerous positions. I mean, most notably, of course, the presidency, but several elections were affected. Senator races, I mean, several key, very key, in 2020 and in 2022. So,
well, and that's where the meat and potatoes actually is
right.
in controlling speech anyway, is when it matters, is when it can actually influence the nation in a positive or negative direction,
right?
And so, of course, they want to have control over what people are allowed to say. And that's exactly why Dracula from the UN is saying, no, we're going to make hate speech illegal. And they're going to be the ones that are going to declare what is mis and disinformation, even though, you know what, they have no legal authority to touch anything in the United States. And so that's clearly why the WEF invited all of our politicians, along with FBI Director Christopher Wray,
yep.
to come to go over there and be told what they're going to bring back to the United States on behalf of the United Nations, which is treason.
Exactly. It's a foreign body that is influencing the United States. And, you know, the election also was not just a bunch of leftist activists that were interfering with an election that got together. This was done by people, by deep state. People
That's
in
right.
the government were coordinating with them.
Yeah, FBI and
colluding,
CIA.
Conspiring with yep. them. This is a coup.
Yes,
it is. By the strict definition of the coup. But back to what you're saying. The control of speech.
Yeah.
They are on a campaign right now and disguising it. I've got
a couple different states here. We've got Mike Caruso he's actually a Republican, obviously a rhino Republican from Florida, of all places, saying that he's going to bring in an anti-Semitic message that will control hate speech, right? But here's the thing. So they're going to try to push the anti-Semitic thing, which we love Jewish people. We just flat out say that right off the bat. And we constantly support them in our tithing.
Pro-Israel.
Yep. But the fact that they're going to use that as the knife to twist to try to gain control over freedom of speech by calling different messages, anti-Semitic, and being able to link it to a felony prosecution. But the thing is, it's also happening in Texas, it's happening in Maryland, and it's also happening in Washington State. And they want to control pamphlets being put out. They want to be able to identify which is misinformation and disinformation and who distributes it and in what way. And so this HB, this SHB 1333 in Washington State is a duplicate only coming from a different angle. It's not an anti-Semitism hate speech. It's basically a domestic violent extremist speech.
And the board that they put together to sit on this board.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, but I would say the overwhelming majority of Americans are not represented by that board.
Right. And the thing is that these all are coming from the UN.
Yes.
These are basic templates that all the states are now going to try to push through some way, somehow, through some form that people think they can easily jump on board and join and say, that's right, we better bring that, you know, under control. But the fact is, you can't legislate an emotion.
Right.
You can't legislate an opinion.
Right.
You cannot make either of those things a law.
Exactly.
And so, you know, it's here we are Christians, you know, saying we're not Christians promoting hate, but we are saying there is something logical and must be said. It's not illegal if you hate somebody.
It's not.
It's,
nope.
You know, and nobody can force an emotion that you have to either happen or not happen. And they also can't curtail your freedom of speech about how you might feel about something.
Yeah, because we're not even talking about harming somebody. We're just talking about putting up flyers that are in opposition to a group of people, or and really where this is going is protection of sexual deviancy.
Well, it's that so and all of all their communist policies.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's all coming. The whole package is coming, but this is how they're getting their camel's nose under the tent.
That's right.
So, all right. Well, you guys have a blessed and a safe weekend out there, and join us Monday morning at 7 a.m. right here for the morning commute.
That's right. You all have a fantastic Fired Up Friday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.